We are in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing from Ches through Yud. Sif Ches, in Osin Lo Chaluk, we're talking about after a bris. So they used to make a special fitted bandage that they would put on after the bris to see to it that the orla doesn't push back. So you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. Elokorach Alav Smartut. So you just, instead, you don't make one fitted, you just take a bandage and tie it on tight. Vim ein lo, what if you don't have one? So you have to go bring a smartut, you have to bring a bandage from elsewhere. Korech aletzbo derech malbush, what you do is you wrap it around your finger as if you're wearing it. L'shanos mi derech otzo bachol, which is a shinui. Umevi derech chotzer acheres afil lo nishtatfu yachad. You're bringing it from another chotzer. We're talking about chatzeres that had an eruv, but the two chatzeres were not mishtatef in shetufei mavois. So there's an issue of carrying from one chotzer to another chotzer midrabanan, that they were matir derech shinui. Now, not only that, but you're even allowed to do the bris al smach that they're going to carry a derech shinui from another chotzer. Derech rishus harabim is going to be aser. Derech hakarmelis is going to be mutter once again by way of this shinui. Siftes. Bizman chachmei agamara, in the days of Chazal, im lo ayurochsin es havlav lefnei amila lachra amila uvayom ashlishi lamila b'mayim chamin. If you didn't wash the tinnik with hot water before, after, and on the third day of the bris, hayom misukin, it was dangerous. Lefikach nizkaku lichtov mishpato k'shachal liyas p'shabes. So they had to give the halachas of what you do when there's no hot water available. For Yidna, nowadays, lo nogu rechitza klal, we are not knowing to do rechitza altogether. The Mishtabur brings down because nishtanu ativim, things have changed. Vidino lirchotz b'shabes imratzu k'din rechitzas kol adam. You want to wash the baby before or after the bris. That's the regular halacha of anybody washing on Shabbos. Hagah of mdinas elu nogim lirchotzo lefnei amilo b'chamin sheuchmu meyasmol. The minig Ashkenaz is to wash the baby before the bris with hot water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Ula achra amila b'matzoi Shabbos, and after the bris amatzoi Shabbos. V'chein im hoya yom gimel l'miloso b'Shabbos. Similarly, if yom gimel is on Shabbos, the third day, v'rom sheyesh tzorech l'rachso, and you see that there's a need to wash him, mechinen chamim mibod yom, so you prepare hot water from Erev Shabbos, v'rochtzen also b'Shabbos, and you wash him on Shabbos. So it's not really a sakana. Even the Ramah is not saying that the Minig Ashkenaz is to consider it a sakana. It's not considered a sakana. And that's why we don't give it the halachas of where you're allowed to break Shabbos and heat up the water. But what you're allowed to do is use water from Erev Shabbos, even though there's an Issa Rechitza Bechaman on Shabbos, for the Mila we are Mekel. You have to be careful, though, that you don't soak a cloth in water, because Shriyaso Zewe Kibuso, it's considered Malabin. By way of a non-Jew, one could be Mekel. What happens if the water got spilled out? You can take water that a non-Jew heated up for another non-Jew. Going further, Avalim v'cholzem en astam. Avalim rom sheyesh lochash l'sakonim l'yurtsu also achra mila. And for some reason they realized that you have to wash them in chamin after the mila, b'vaday muta l'rochtso, l'chal av Shabbos, mila dehav ashar chol sheyesh po sakonah. If it's a sakana, if there's any chshash sakana, then of course you're allowed to heat up water. The Mishtabura mentions that there's a tashpitz, that any child that was not well, and now we're able to do the bris, you should not do the bris on a Thursday, because then the Yom Shlishi is going to fall on Shabbos, but the Shach and the Magen Avraham are matir. Further sifyud, Odom shalomo liolom lo yimol b'Shabbos. Someone who never did a bris before should not be mal on Shabbos, because we're afraid he'll be makalkal and he'll end up being makal Shabbos. Aval im kvar mol pamachas muto lomol b'Shabbos afilu hu avi aben. I would say the avi aben is worse, because he is nehenne from the fact that his son is a mohul, and it's not just the halach of the bris, but there's a personal hanoah. So for that it says that lamaisa it's mutter. Now, Mishtabura says, similarly, somebody that never did priya cannot do priya. Someone says that he's already done a bris, has nemonis, he doesn't have to have edim to prove it. Now, there's a Ramah in Yoredeya who says that you should not have two people doing the bris on Shabbos. It means one doing the mila, one doing the priya. But there are many that are mekel, and some even say that you can divide it into Mila, Priya, and Metzitza. And on Yontif, there's a machlokus, whether or not you can have two people do the bris. And on Yontif Sheni, the halach is that it is mutter.